The 9 Years Podcast.
Did you find it, obviously coming into Wimbledon where you say, you know, we were getting 3,000, do you find that there was any reluctance from the fans at all to change? Because there were some heroes that were coming out of the conference from the combined counties.
Yes, yeah, no, I think you have to, before you establish a relationship with your supporters, I mean, you, of course you want the fans to like you, and you want... You know, listen, in life we all want to be loved, you know. But I think that I was employed for my experience at the level, and employed for what the level required. And I think you nearly had to, in my mind, I was going, look, I need to change this no matter what people think of it. And hopefully further down the line, they'll understand what the changes were about, you know. So I was aware that... That it could have gone pear-shaped quickly, but you have to have ultimate belief in what you're doing and the people you're bringing in to do it. And I had that, you know, but it was still a daunting task to take that on and get rid of people's heroes. You know, I'm very aware of that. But in saying that, a lot of the lads that were there at that time, I still speak to and I'm still get on well with. But you have to... You have to do what you were employed to do, and I was very aware of that.
You were very successful in that first season, obviously winning the league. Well, we cantered to the league title really that year. We won
everybody says well. Cantered. It's funny when you're in the manager's seat. It never seems that easy. You're never sure until you're sure. Do you know what I mean?
But I think Terry said similar. Yeah, you never relax.
Yeah, no. And then you're taking people into a whole different environment where, which what I found was the strange thing I found was that I'd been a non-league manager for many years before I got the Wimbledon job, and I'd been around it. And if you've seen a player play for another side and you signed him, you knew exactly what you were getting. But that all changed at AFC because you didn't know how they would deal with 3,000 people. So when they're a great player with 200-300 people and not much stick or not much pressure, then you know if you sign them for another club with that amount of people that you're going to get exactly that. But when you take them from 300 and put them in front of 3,000, then not everybody can handle it. So that was something that I found really strange, you know, and sort of getting my head around. I think the club now... You know, where the club is now with Neil, and I get on great with all the staff still. I'm good friends, and I text Neil every now and again. We keep in touch. I speak to Bassi every week. So, but when you look at the club now, when you sign a player now, they're used to where they're coming to. They've played in front of them sort of crowds, so there's no real shock. But going back to when I was in charge, it was a real sort of, you didn't know how people were going to react to it. It was a real sort of, I don't even know how to describe it, but it was a strange thing. Every player nearly became a gamble on how they could deal with it.
So looking back on that, in that sort of reaction, I understand that, because at Wimbledon back then, 3,000 people say, oh, you've got 3,000 fans, that means you've won a game, or that crowd can win you. But if you're not playing well, that crowd can also be a negative in some situations. We've seen that many a time when fans have, you know, players have been going harsh treatment. Did that then affect your recruitment? Because looking back in the first season, did you go for experienced pros? Because you've got Chris Gell, Mark Cooper, those sort of players. Did you go for real experience so you knew they could handle it?
Yeah, you had the same man. You were bringing people in to replace supporters' heroes. They didn't understand the behind-the-scenes situation. So you had to bring in people who you trusted, and I'll be the first to say that some of the players I brought in weren't the most flamboyant as players, but they could be trusted and they could get the team through the division and through the times when they're not playing well, because they were men and they could deal with that. And I always remember Martin Rondo. I brought Rons in centre forward, and he wasn't everyone's cup of tea, but I always remember Ron saying, don't worry about it. He says, the young players will be all right because they'll give me stick. So he could handle it. You know, he could take that on board and handle it. And that helps you. And that helps you release your flair players like Ursul and whoever you have in the team. But Yes, I had to have men who I trusted that could deal with it, and especially, as you said in the start of the interview, replacing people's heroes, you know, who the supporters loved, and I understand that. But when you're taking steps to progress, then as a manager, it was the most ruthless I ever was in my career was in my first year or two at Wimbledon.